Our first reading this morning comes 9 months before Jesus' birth. You can read along on page 56 in your Bible, in your pew Bible, from the first chapter of Luke. The angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." The angel departed from her. This morning, may you see yourself in God's sacred story.
Happy New Year. Advent means beginning. Advent is the beginning of a new year in the Christian calendar. You could talk about the advent of the automobile or the advent of democracy. Advent is the beginning of a new era, a new year, a new reign. We get 4 weeks of Advent. Each week has a theme. Every year it's the same four. So today is hope. You might have seen it on the front of your bulletin. Next week is peace, then joy, and then love. Advent, the beginning of an era of hope, peace, joy, and love. The first Advent begins as Mary finds out she's pregnant. How can this be since I am a virgin? Where's the week for panic? The angel explains the plan. God will be with you. Your child will change the world. When Mary finds out she's pregnant, she doesn't start with hope, but she does get there. How does she daydream about her child? Many parents wonder, full of hope, is this baby a girl? Will she have your eyes? Will she take after me? Hope. Peace. It might be cliche, but I get this image of a woman, belly full, with her hands on it, and that far away, dreamy look on her face. Peace. Even with life exploding inside of her. Joy. Birth. Finally meeting this person who has been so close by, but hidden. And then love, growing with each memory made, each struggle, each triumph, each fall. Love. We should have a week for loss, for all those seasons in pregnancy, childbearing, and child raising that are defined by loss, death, disease, broken relationships. Where's that week for fear? There are infinite ways to worry about a child before she's born or as he's growing up. Where's the week for pain? The pain of carrying that much weight in those final months, skin stretching, ankles swelling, bladder compressing, back aching. The pain of labor, contracting in places so deep inside, tissues, skin tearing. But Advent comes to us as hope, peace, joy, and love. Now, I've, like about half of you, I've never given birth to a baby. But there are two things I've heard many women say. The first is that childbirth is the most physically painful experience of their entire lives. And the second is that pain melts away In time, the hope, peace, joy, and love take over. And most women even decide to do it again. That most painful experience of their lives. And I wonder, I hope this doesn't sound trite, but I wonder if that's a little bit how the alternative Christmas gifts bazaar planning team feels. So, my prayer is that our Advent can be like this, as hope, peace, joy, and love take us over, even just for a moment here and there, throughout this month as we gather in the name of hope, in the name of peace, joy, and love. We don't ignore the pain, the fear, and the loss of our lives. We don't deny it, but still we gather in the name of hope, of peace, of joy, of love. God birthed Jesus into this world through Mary's labor. What is God birthing into the world today through our labor?